Today FM Breakfast. Grant, Ed and Ash.
Well, the whole of Australia is excited for some, well, as yet unofficial, unconfirmed news that the Spice Girls will be coming to Australia in 2020. And to clarify it all, one of our favourite people to have on this show, Mel B, live from London. Hello!
Hi, how are you?
Mate, we are good, but you realise what you've done to 24 million Australians across the other side of the world, mate.
24 million Australians, I want to like that. Yeah, what have I done?
Well, on Saturday night, to just be like crystal clear here, you announced to the crowd, like after doing 13 stadiums and 700,000 fans, you announced that the Spice Girls will be coming to Australia in 2020. Is this true?
Well, you know what? You know me by now. I'm always going to say the Spice Girls are going to continue and continue and tour the whole entire world. Yeah. And my thing is, and I've got to be in my bonnet about it, is that we need to come to Australia first, out the gate. Yeah. Just from London, and now we need to come to Australia. So I announced it on stage, without everybody else signing off 100%. But I figured if I put it out there, then maybe it's going to happen because I've been putting it out there for 7 years. Exactly. And London actually did happen after 7 years of me putting it out there. So I figured, Australia in February sounds pretty good to me. Doesn't sound good to you?
And Mel, it sounds awesome to us. And Mel, was it the first time the other girls on stage had heard it? Because they looked a little surprised.
No, I've been talking about it forever. Okay. I've been talking about it since January, actually.
Okay, good.
So
they're on board. The girls are on board.
The other
girls
are dates in.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay,
pencil, right. But no,
not
pen.
Not on board fully yet. It's penciled in. But I will make sure it actually does happen.
At the very least, we could just have a Mel B. Like, so if there's one out of five, we'll take it, mate.
Listen, we just did London, and it actually happened. So Australia, I will make sure it happens.
And how was it? Like, how insane was it to be back on stage to that many people and the whole world just going nuts? Was it like old times or was it better?
It's kind of surreal and it's really humbling and really scary and overwhelming, but it feels amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't actually believe that we've actually done it.
Yeah, and done it so well. So we've seen all of some of the really big names that have been coming to the concert. So Adele was there.
Sam Smith was there the other night.
Which other famous musicians and people have been coming up and wanting to see you backstage?
There's been a lot of people. We had Ella Henderson. We've had a lot of Beverly Knight. We've had like a few of the Stones. And it's been a roller coaster ride. And the love and the support has been beyond. Yeah, what? It's kind of shockingly nice.
What's with your traveling to the stadium routine? Because you're the Spice Girls. I would imagine like helicopter trips from hotel to venue. But you're catching the tube.
Yeah, because I want to sit in a car for an hour and a half. I'll just pop on the tube for like 25 minutes. Done.
So good. Like, were people noticing you like holy shit? That's Mel B taking photos, stealth photos on their phone.
No, nobody really cared. I mean, it's the tube. Everyone's in their own world, going somewhere or going to work or going home. I mean, I was in full, like, weave, extensions, hair, makeup, glitter, and nobody even batted an eyelid. I must have just looked like a drag queen on there. Like, who's that person trying to dress up like Mel B? Extra.
I love it. Ed, one of my co-hosts, made an amazing suggestion.
Got an idea.
I think you should pitch it to Mel B.
Got an idea, right? So, we're so happy to have the four of you up there on stage. And then I've been noticing, like you said, all of these huge name musicians that have been meeting backstage. But you saw Adele was singing along to all of the songs on her Insta. All these things. I was thinking, why not have, when you come to Australia and tour the world, have a guest fifth member for a couple of songs each night? Like Adele could have come out and sung.
Think about that. Originally, we did think about that when Victoria was like, not up for performing. Mm. She sends her love and support. And we just thought, you can't replace anybody in this group. So,
But what about Kylie? Kylie for one song, perhaps in Australia, it'd be a bit of fun.
No, I think no. No.
What about Danny then? How about Danny? Will you take Danny? How about Danny?
No. I just said
I
no.
Love you,
Jimmy Barnes? What about Jimmy Barnes?
No.
John Farnham?
No.
Come on.
Is there any sign that
shut up.
Would Victoria Beckham come back now that she's seen how successful it is?
We don't want to.
Stop it. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
She's
you
not...
have to ask her. You have to ask her. Her mum and dad actually did come see the concert, but she didn't come see it, which is a bit sad, but it is what it is. Yeah. But, you know, she's there in support and loving the loyalness, I guess.
Yeah. I love that. One thing that I loved is that between that Jerry actually announced, he said, "I'm sorry I left. I was just being a brat. I want to say it's good to be back
time.
With the girl." Were you like, did you feel vindication?
What? Say that again.
Did you feel like happy that she'd finally admitted it and you were like, yeah, it's my girl?
It actually made me cry a little bit inside, but I didn't show it. But that was nice that she did that because she did leave on my birthday.
It was just a couple of weeks ago, by the way. Happy birthday. You look better than ever, Mel.
44 years old.
Bring
you
it
know,
on.
We were at Wembley Stadium 21 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy to even think about it like that.
Is
God,
it harder to do now? Like getting out there and cranking out hit after hit for 2 hours and dancing and singing, like it sounds like actually quite a slog, like quite hard work.
Well, I mean, it is hard work, but it's a really enjoyable hard work. And I'm in my element on stage with my three best friends. Of course I am. So it doesn't feel like work. You know, it's just what we love to do. We like to perform, we like to sing, we like to dance. It's our music that we wrote. And we're giving the fans that have supported us for God knows how many years, what, 24 years, we're giving them what they want. I think between the four of us, we feel very grateful that we can still do this 24 years later on.
Wow.
It's crazy.
We cannot wait to see you do it in Australia if your manifestation comes to pass. Good on you for putting
it
out there.
I'm not going to guarantee, but yes, I will guarantee February next year.
Mel B.
The girls are going to hate me right now.
Oh, that's great. It's always a pleasure, Mel B. Can't wait to see you in Feb.
Perfect. Love it.